Today's reading begins in Leviticus 18, verse 1. Leviticus 18, verse 1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the people of Israel, and say to them, I am the Lord your God. You shall not do as they do in the land of Egypt, where you lived, and you shall not do as they do in the land of Canaan, to which I am bringing you. You shall not walk in their statutes. You shall follow my rules, and keep my statutes, and walk in them. I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my rules. If a person does them, he shall live by them. I am the Lord. None of you shall approach any one of his close relatives to uncover nakedness. I am the Lord. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father, which is the nakedness of your mother. She is your mother. You shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's wife. It is your father's nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your sister, your father's daughter, or your mother's daughter, whether brought up in the family or in another home. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your son's daughter or of your daughter's daughter, for their nakedness is your own nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's wife's daughter, brought up in your father's family, since she is your sister. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's sister. She is your father's relative. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, for she is your mother's relative. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's brother, that is, you shall not approach his wife. She is your aunt. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your daughter-in-law. She is your son's wife. You shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your brother's wife. It is your brother's nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of a woman of her daughter and of her daughter, and you shall not take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness. They are relatives. It is depravity. You shall not take a woman as a rival wife to her sister, uncovering her nakedness while her sister is still alive. You shall not approach a woman to uncover her nakedness while she is in her menstrual uncleanness. And you shall not lie sexually with your neighbor's wife, and so make yourself unclean with her. You shall not give any of your children to offer them to Molech, and so profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. And you shall not lie with any animal, and so make yourself unclean with it. Neither shall any woman give herself to an animal to lie with it. It is perversion. Do not make yourselves unclean by any of these things, for by all these the nations that I am driving out before you, you have become unclean, and the land became unclean, so that I punished its iniquity, and the land vomited out its inhabitants. But you shall keep my statutes and my rules, and do none of these abominations. Either the native or the stranger who sojourns among you, for the people of the land who were before you did all of these abominations, so that the land became unclean, lest the land vomit you out when you make it unclean, as it vomited out the nation that was before you. For everyone who does any of these abominations, the persons who do them shall be cut off from among their people. So keep my charge never to practice any of these abominable customs that were practiced before you, and never to make yourselves unclean by them. I am the Lord your God. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to all the congregation of the people of Israel, and say to them, You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Every one of you shall revere his mother and his father, and you shall keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. Do not turn to idols or make for yourselves any gods of cast metal. I am the Lord your God. When you offer a sacrifice of peace offerings to the Lord, you shall offer it so that you may be accepted. It shall be the same day you offer it, or on the day after, and anything left over until the third day shall be burned up with fire. If it is eaten at all on the third day, it is tainted. It will not be accepted, and everyone who eats it shall bear his iniquity, because he has profaned what is holy to the Lord, and that person shall be cut off from his people. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap your field right up to its edge, neither shall you gather the gleanings after your harvest. And you shall not strip your vineyard bare, neither shall you gather the fallen grapes of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and for the sojourner. I am the Lord your God. You shall not steal. You shall not deal falsely. You shall not lie to one another. You shall not swear by my name falsely, and so profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not oppress your neighbor or rob him. The wages of a hired worker shall not remain with you all night until the morning. You shall not curse the deaf or put a stumbling block before the blind. but you shall fear your God. I am the Lord. You shall do no injustice in court. You shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the great, but in righteousness shall you judge your neighbor. You shall not go around as a slanderer among your people, and you shall not stand up against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord. You shall not hate your brother in your heart, but you shall reason frankly with your neighbor, lest you incur sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. So today's reading contains more instructions regarding holy behavior. We've talked about the fact that God wanted them to be separate, and that continues today. He tells them, don't engage yourself in the things that were going on in Egypt, and don't engage yourself in the things that are going on in the land of Canaan, for I have judged both of them. And he does not want them to fall into the same behavior, though many of them they did fall into. And so he gives some instructions about lawful sexual relations and unlawful sexual relations, primarily the unlawful. And you would think that this is not necessary, that you shouldn't have to say all these things about, you know, not being with your father's wife or your sister or those types of things. However, we have to remember that morality comes from God, and without saying these things, we wouldn't know them. You know, we may have been raised with this understanding, but it was because God revealed it to us. Chapter 19 starts out with a very familiar phrase, "You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." Well, he is driving that point home after making all these points about their iniquity, the iniquity of the land, and sexual perversion. And along with this, he begins to make a point about their offerings. But along with those offerings, he gives this instruction about taking care of your neighbor. Don't harvest all of your land. Leave a little bit for the poor and the destitute. And makes that statement, I am the Lord your God. He is the one that determines what's holy. He's the one that determines what's right. And he is the only real God, the one true and living God. And so he's the one that needs to be respected and worshipped, and not idols or the gods of the land they were going into. So he tells them, don't oppress people. Don't slander them. Don't be a false witness. You know, hold up justice. These types of things that have to do with dealing with our neighbor and those people that are around us. And of course, we also understand that if we mistreat our neighbors and then try to go and worship the Lord, that's not going to be acceptable. I mean, it's sin. It's no different than any of the other things that are mentioned, such as sexual perversion. It's going to prevent you from being able to be accepted by the Lord. That completes our reading for today. Think on these things and realize that we are to be holy just as God is holy. And that means that we must be holy in all our conduct, striving not to sin, striving to walk in the light. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.